You might think, after 6 TV series and 10 movies, there'd be few places a Federation starship could still boldly go where no one has gone before. But a new Star Trek movie opens tomorrow, and critic Bob Mondello says it just may surprise you.
If an opening 10 minutes of photon blasting doesn't grab Star Trek fans by their collarless collars, the introduction of one of the major characters almost certainly will. He is sandy-haired, cocky, kind of charming, a risk-taker, and not real fond of being told what to do, as an electronic policeman discovers when he stops him on a joyride in a stolen car.
What is your name?
My name is James Tiberius Kirk.
This baby Kirk only has a few moments of screen time, just enough to prove that director J.J. Abrams has rethought his Star Trek reboot from the ground up. A couple of scenes later, you'll recognize a more familiar Kirk, flirtatious in a collegiately Shatnerish way, chatting up a pretty Starfleet cadet in a bar.
If you don't tell me your name, I'm going to have to make one up.
It's Uhura.
Uhura? No way. That's the name I was going to make up for you.
And Kirk, the patient listener, surfaces a bit later when a nervous student doctor is strapped in next to him on a space shuttle.
I may throw up on you.
I think these things are pretty safe.
Don't pander to me, kid. One tiny crack in the hull and our blood boils in 13 seconds. Solar flare might crop up, cook us in our seats. And wait till you're sitting pretty with a case of Andorian shingles.
Sparks of recognition? Well, the aim here is to court a new generation of fans without alienating the true believers who will be speaking Klingon in box office lines. Director Abrams was in diapers the year the original Star Trek series went on the air, but he's pledged to honor the past while bringing in cool young performers, Sulu played by Harold without Kumar, Scotty by that Shaun of the Dead guy, and he promised to revive what was starting to seem like a Walking Dead franchise by replacing 60s technobabble with something more modern. In short, to set phasers on stun with a killer opening sequence, beam up a bit of past-altering time travel to guarantee a new future, and make sure the new future stays familiar by keeping personality quirks front and center, especially Kirk's intuitional yin and Spock's rational yang. Youth makes a big difference with these guys. Chris Pine's 20-something Kirk is a frat boy chafing at his every contact with logic-obsessed Spock, an academic nerd that Zachary Quinto makes so wet behind the pointy ears, you can't wait to see him lose his vulcanized cool.
How did you manage to beam aboard this ship?
You're the genius, you figure it out.
As acting captain of this vessel, I order you to answer the question.
Well, I'm not telling, acting captain. Well, now, that doesn't frustrate you, does it, my lack of cooperation? That doesn't make you angry.
Are you a
While no
star?
Villain was ever going to steal focus from these guys, the writers haven't done Eric Bana's snarling Romulan any favors. His nefariousness is so beside the point that the film takes a time out to let Leonard Nimoy offer a benediction to the new cast. Of course, the point of a reboot isn't really to tell a tale, it's to ensure that the underlying enterprise can go on. Abrams has for sure done that, and if it feels towards the end of his Star Trek as if the plot has scattered to the edges of the known universe, well, it's hard to imagine anyone caring much why we're plunging ahead at warp speed when the ride is so insanely satisfying. I'm Bob Mondello.